So NOAA contributes to the nation's program in ocean exploration by having the only federally dedicated program in ocean exploration. And that's not to say that there aren't contributions to ocean exploration by our sister agencies around the country. Obviously, agencies like the National Science Foundation, the Office of Naval Research contribute considerably. They do so in the context of more the hypothesis-driven research and how can there be an exploration activity that feeds that. NOAA dedicates resources, millions of dollars per year, to a program that's goal is to explore the ocean. And that's a sustained program, has been for the last, 15 years or so now, and will continue to provide that service. Well, ocean exploration is important to NOAA because we are the nation's Ocean and Atmospheric Administration, and we know so little about the ocean itself, the ocean features, the water features, the bottom. There has to be a foundation of knowledge about what is in the ocean, what's in the bottom of the ocean, and so it stands to reason that you've got to have a program that is dedicated to exploring this vastly unknown environment. It's also got a little bit more pragmatic basis, and that is that we have a lot of operational responsibilities at NOAA for things like natural resource damage assessment. Well, how can you figure out what the damage to an environment is if you haven't explored it adequately previously to form that foundation of knowledge? So there are a variety of operational applications that lend themselves to an agency like NOAA having a key responsibility in ocean exploration. Ocean exploration is fundamentally different in the sense that the hypothesis, if you will, is that there is so much about the ocean we do not know that we need to form a basis of understanding. So it's not about, let's go figure out what the geochemistry is of hydrothermal vents. It's not about, let's figure out what the habitat structure of deep coral environments might be. It's really about, are there deep coral environments? What do we see in areas around hydrothermal vents? So it's less the specificity of a particular hypothesis that's being addressed as it would be in an oceanographic research. One of the other real advantages of having a dedicated program for ocean exploration, in my opinion, is the investment in technology and advanced technology. And I am really proud of what the ocean exploration community has done to move the needle with respect to underwater vehicles, with respect to high definition imagery, both acoustic and optical, with respect to defining how to integrate all of these new sensors, the new platforms, and of course the technological developments in telepresence that allow the kid in Omaha to have real-time access to a cruise going on in the middle of the Atlantic somewhere. That, I think, is an undersold aspect of what we're doing in our investment in ocean exploration.